Oh, very good. Well, would you ever use, say, fagged out or done in or done up?
All in or something
like
that?
Yeah, that's what I'd say. I'm all in. I'm just done out, done give up, give out and quit.
How about wore out?
Well, that's right. I use that expression. I'm wore out.
Now, say somebody is sick, and she became sick yesterday. You'd say she, what, yesterday she?
Well, yesterday she was taken sick, and still sick today, or something like that.
Say she caught, told you the answer. Say she got a cold yesterday, what would you say?
I said, well, she, a lot of them, there's an expression in South Kentucky that some of them claim, well, she caught cold yesterday.
Good. Would you ever say took cold?
Yeah, took cold, yeah.
Now, if you have a hard time talking because something's in your throat, how would you describe that condition?
Well, I'd say I've got a frog in my throat.
And how would you describe your voice? You couldn't talk because you were what?
Hoarse.
Okay. What's this?
That's a hacking call.
Good. Now, say somebody was sick, and the doctor gave him some medicine, and you went down there and looked to me like he didn't take any. You say, well, haven't you?
Haven't you took any of that medicine?
Yeah, but then say he did. You say, yeah, I.
Well, I'd say it don't look like it. You don't miss it out of the bottle.
Mm-hmm. But he said, yes, I did. I, what?
Well, I'd say.
No, what would he say?
He'd say, well, I taken it, took it, one or the other. He'd say, I took it or taken it, whichever he was.
Now, what do you call a person who can't hear?
Well, he's deaf.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say deaf?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's used.
Now, say a person yesterday came in from work and was all wore out and his clothes are wet. What would you say he did? He
sweated.
Hard?
Yeah, he worked hard. Boy, look how he's sweating.
Mm-hmm. What do you call this sore? It comes on, starts like a pimple, and gets a core inside. Comes
boil.
Yeah. They ever call that anything else?
Yeah, rising.
Mm-hmm.
Carbuncle or.
Mm-hmm. How about a cat hair?
Yes, we think that's in the head, though.
Catarrh. Is that how you pronounce it? Uh-huh. And what do you call the stuff that comes out of the boil?
Pus.
Ever call that anything else?
Corruption.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a person's been hurt, if I say a bullet pierced in his skin, what do you call that pierced place there? That's a what?
He's been scarred or he's been...
Well, this happened yesterday and you were right there when it happened. So he's got a bad cut. He's got a bad...
Yeah.
What?
He's got a, well, you could term it a bad abrasion, a bad cut, or a bad shot, or whatever the way it was happened.
How about wound? What do you mean?
Well, you can make it a wound, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when the wound is healing, there's some flesh around there that has to be cut off. What do you call that flesh?
Proud flesh.
Good. Now, say a person died, and you don't know how he died. You say, I don't know what he died. What? I don't know what he died.
I don't know whether he died suddenly or whether he poisoned or what about it.
Say he died from a disease, what would you say? I don't know what he died.
Heart attack?
Mm-hmm. What would you put on in that sentence? I don't know what he died. Would you say from or of or with?
Well, yeah, if I didn't know, I'd say I don't know what he died. I don't know what killed him. I don't know what he died or what is the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
You just died.
He just died suddenly or by himself or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, after he's dead, where's he put? First of all, he's put in a box. What's that box called?
Well, now it's called a casket. Now, as a kid, it's called a coffin.
Mm-hmm. And where's that coffin put?